Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so happy. Guess who's in studio with us today? Josh Schoaf is here. He's the executive director of the Hastings Area YMCA, and we are so happy to get caught up with him, and we really appreciate your time today. How have you been?
I've been doing well. I'm just so blessed to be here with you, and thank you for this time, and yeah, just exciting stuff happening at the Y.
I know. Tell us more.
Yeah, definitely. Well, right now we have one of our best promotions, so it's a great time to join the Y. We have a $15 enrollment fee, so it's usually $50, so it's cut down to $15.
Oh.
And then a really cool kind of spring into summer initiative where if you show up 5 times, you get the month of May free.
Oh.
So sign up now and then show up at least 5 times before the month of May, you get the month of May for free. So springing into summer and a great promotion, and just, would love to get as many people out in Hastings out to our Y and check it out.
You know, the Y really is obviously a great place to work out, but what I've learned from Tracy Spinks over the years is that it's a social piece, and that social piece I think is equally as important for people, especially as we're coming out of the COVID years.
Yeah, well, huge shout out to Tracy too, and she does such a wonderful job of making it social. We do. We have a ton of things going on. For instance, coming up in April, we'll have a pickleball tournament.
Pickleball is taking over the world.
It is unbelievable.
Have you tried it yet?
I actually have. I actually really enjoy it when I have time. So I have 3 kids at home. So my wife and I play when we can.
My
parents are avid.
Like,
it's 3 to 5 times a week they are playing. So yeah, it's a great sport. And what's fun is even at the beginner level, and this tournament starts at the beginner level even. So even if you've never played pickleball before, you can join this tournament and really play. But then there's different levels all the way up to advanced, which it goes by like a numbering system. So there's a beginner, which if you are a beginner, you're a beginner. But then there's a 3.0, 3.5, and then 4.0 is kind of starting to get to that more advanced levels. So there's all these different ratings. It's just a lot of fun. And what I love about it, my wife and I love about it, is it's really a game that you can play co-ed, and it's very competitive still, and it's a lot of fun. It's a game my wife and I can play one-on-one against each other and have fun. A funny story, me and my wife played a tetherball when we were very first, we're on our honeymoon, and you didn't realize, I'm 6'2", 6'3", my wife is 5 foot, and being that tall, it's such an advantage that we weren't even able to play. But pickleball, it's a complete equalizer, having a ball that is really a wiffle ball that really you can't put a ton of spin, you can't hit too hard, and you can really play and get skilled. It's just it's a game you can play your whole life. It's
how
a lot
fun.
Of fun. Yeah.
How fun. So that pickleball tournament, is that open to only Y?
No, this is members and non-members.
See,
so we'd love to have the entire community.
Okay, tell us more. How do we go about signing up?
Yeah, definitely. Registration will be coming soon online. We'll have a QR code for it as well, so I'll make sure to get that over to you even the next time you talk to Tracy. And we also will have in person, so you can come into it, stop by anytime. Obviously, sign up if you're not a member, become a member. But if you are a member or just want to participate in the pickleball tournament, it's April 22nd. It'll be all day. We'll have a men's division, women's division, and a mixed division. It'll be a lot of fun.
Lots of laughs too.
Oh yeah, it's exactly.
Oh,
it's a
I love
lot
it.
Of fun.
Well, that is great, and I would assume that's probably the first of many coming up, right?
This is actually our second one too. This will be our. We had one in October, so a part of our 15-year anniversary, we ran our first pickleball tournament, and it was a huge success. So we're just trying to build off of it, and would love everyone to sign up.
So what else is going on, Josh?
Yeah, we have a lot going on here wrapping up at the, can't believe it, we're already midway through March, but we have a couple more of our Forever Well coffee meetups, which we partner with Froth and Cork quite a bit, actually. They help cater in some coffee and breakfast for some of our morning meetings, but then we meet up there on Fridays, so the next 3 Fridays, 10:15 to 11:15 at Froth and Cork. So it's a great place for our members to get out into the community. We'd absolutely love partnering with them. Some other thing we have is a Pi Day coming up in the beginning of April, so that's Friday April 7th, we will have a pie day. So it's bring in your own pie, but even if you don't bake, you can come and enjoy a free slice of pie. So it's just a great thing for our members to do. And then coming up this week on Thursday from 11:30 to 1, we have a lunch at DuGarrell's Burgers and Wings. So we're excited for our group going out for some burgers and wings. Great socialized time. Like you were saying, it's Tracy does such a great job of making it obviously where we can work out, where we can live healthy, but then also that social side of it and getting together and meeting up at local establishments and helping the local businesses is something that we love that we're able to do that at the Y.
So, Josh, I know that is a big piece of your business is an older population, but what I really appreciate is the family piece and that maybe you don't have your kids enrolled in something because they're too young, but you have opportunities for people to drop their kids off and work out. And so you really are trying to make it easy, one-stop shopping for people. Oh, tell us.
And thank you so much for bringing that up. Yes, we have our kids stuff is what we call it. It's a drop-in part-time daycare. So like you were saying, you can work out as a young family, drop your kids off.
Because that's a barrier for a lot of people, 100%, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So it's great for young moms and dads to have that time for yourself and know that your kids are safe. We have a great play area. Hopefully the snow melts here pretty soon so that we can get outside to our little park area too with our kids stuff. But yeah, then we also have swimming lessons, swim classes. We also have sports and other lessons for kids too. So you're exactly right that we are multi-generational. It's a great place for everyone to be, to grow up in the Y and then also just be healthy in older age too. So it's just a great place to be.
And some of our favorite memories I know as a family are your sports programs because you really do have the philosophy that you want everybody to get involved and try things out and see what's for them. And you know, the commitment can be as little or as much as you want. Can you explain that to people
we're
looking ahead? Because the snow will eventually melt and
That's a great point to bring up. And we have sports. So we have 5 different 8-week sessions. So we all year round are running some sort of sports programming for our kids. And we are a great entry level, but then we also do a great job of meeting kids where they're at with their ability level. So maybe they are a better athlete or they've participated in sports for a few years. So we have programming that allows them to get better while still maybe being that leader or champion of a team. And we're going to have that equal playing time, which I think is so important. Until you get to that high school, varsity, college, really highly competitive, I think it's so important that every kid gets an opportunity to play. And that's what I love about being at the Y is whether you're the Michael Jordan of your team, the Kobe Bryant, the star on the basketball team, or this is your very first time dribbling a basketball, you're going to get playing time. You're going to play. You're going to learn about winning and losing. And most importantly, how to be a team and how to be a great teammate. Whether, again, you're the best player on the team or this is your first time ever dribbling a basketball, you're going to be a part of a team that is trying to get better wherever you're at.
So, Josh, for people that maybe have not played team sports before, what does that teach you about life?
I think the biggest thing, and we kind of touched on a little bit, is how to win and how to lose. So when you do something, when you accomplish something in your life, how to celebrate that responsibly, how to really bring in your teammates and really know how to grow a team together. And then most importantly, I think learning how to lose. We all have been in job interviews and not gotten the job. How do we take those setbacks? How do we take the things that don't go our way and really learn from that and then get better? And that's what I love about sports. The other thing that I think sports does is really break down barriers. Like I was saying, whether you're the best player on the team or the worst player, everyone has a role, not even worse, I hate saying worse, but newer to it or developing in your abilities in a sport, you are still have a role on the team, whether you're cheering on someone or you're in there scoring every point. And being able to know where your role is and do the best that you can do, that's what I love about sports and teaching kids. And then again, it really doesn't matter where you come from, your income level, you know, what your family life is like. You come together as a team and you have a common mission, a common goal that you can all come together and do something good. And that's what I love about sports and that we're able to teach that. So we have 3 golden rules at the Y Sports, and the first one is be a great teammate, and that's our number one goal is be a great teammate. Number 2 is listen to your coach and make sure you're listening to your coach, and then lastly is have fun and make sure you're out there running around having fun. I think for our young kids to have fun, listen to a coach or to the official or to whoever is in charge, and then being a great teammate, if you can do those things and translate that into your adult life, it's makes for a lot of wins.
Well, I love that. So as you are heading into the spring, what are some of the highlights for sports for kids that you might want to give
us? Yeah, definitely. So we are actually just starting. It'll start this week, our second session of sports. So we're going to have volleyball, basketball.
This is great. Volleyball is new, right?
Yes, volleyball is new. We're launching it at a lot more locations, and it's growing. So then we have our basketball, which is what we're known for at the Y. We know the gym and swim. The gym part of it is obviously basketball, and the roots of basketball are anchored in the YMCA. And then third, we have a game called futsal, which is basically soccer just on a basketball court, and it is a lot of fun. I think sometimes why some kids aren't drawn to soccer is the low scoring. When you put it inside and you have a much smaller court or field, you score a lot more points, and it's a really fast-paced game. So it's a great thing to try if your kid is looking for a different sport to do. It's a really good cross trainer. You make quick feet, quick decisions, and it's just a great overall athletes perform well in futsal. So it's a great sport to start kiddos at.
And what ages are you looking at for these?
Yeah, so for all of our sports right now, it's really kindergarten through eighth grade is our sweet point. We are launching some more high school alternatives for kids that maybe aren't able to play at that high varsity level. We're looking to launch those as well. But currently, it's kindergarten through eighth grade that we're really offering great programming at.
So the ones that we can sign up for now, that's an eight-week commitment. And then as we look ahead to the summer.
Yeah.
Is it traditional summer? Would it be the t-ball, baseball, soccer? What is?
Yes, there is that. There's also summer camps that you can sign up for.
Love this.
Yeah, so it's really a sampler. You can go almost every week and get a little bit of different sports. So anything from flag football, soccer, you're saying t-ball. We even have a golf week-long class. We pair some of those with some field trips to local golf courses or going to the Vikings training camp, or we go to Saints baseball games. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities coming up in the summer.
What a thrill for these kids.
Oh, it's great. And the best part is just seeing the joy in the kids' faces when they can experience some things that they don't get to do every day. And it just pairs so well with our camps, our day camps, our overnight camps at the Y gives. We also have some great sports camps as well.
And I would assume that those camps fill up fast, as I remember in the past they have.
Yes.
So that is Camp Spring Lake, is that correct?
Yes, that's
okay.
The local one. And yes, that is filling up very fast. In fact, there are some weeks that are completely full. So if you are looking to get your kids into any of our camps, really, but the local one here, you do want to get online and check that out and get your kids signed up because they are going very fast.
The thing I really enjoyed about the camps when our kids were younger and up until, you know, like you said, eighth grade or even seems like high school age, mm-hmm. there were some of these camps, is that it was a treat in the middle of the summer for the kids. You know, it was, you know, the treat is to be done with school, I would assume, when early summer hits. But then, let's be honest, kids get bored and they, you know, they're looking for something fun. And so we always tried to have one or two camps that the kids could look forward to, these whole week-long opportunities. And, I mean, give the gamut. There's so many things.
Oh, I mean, you can
horseback
literally
riding, challenge courses.
Archery. Slingshot.
Yes.
My son, I have a first-grade son, he absolutely loved the crawlers and critters. So they're learning about the animals in the woods. They're learning about the insects.
Of course he did.
Yeah, exactly. Digging in dirt as a first grader. Oh, boy, yeah. Of course he did love that. But, yeah, you're right. And what I think the kids really love, and I think we do a great job at the YMCA of having that perfect balance of it's not school where it's overly structured.
Nope.
You have structure, and we're there to learn some things, but you really do have that sense of independence. And I know I have a daughter who's a freshman in high school, and she, just like your kids, love those week-long getaways because she does feel not like she's an adult because she's there and she's protected, but she has some freedoms and she can choose what she wants to do, whether it's learn how to cook over an open fire one night or if it's learn more about astrology and the stars another night. She can kind of choose her week and shape what she's going to do. She has a huge passion for horseback riding, so she was able to do that at the Y too. So it's just there's so much to do for kids, and it is such a great program.
And I know that the cost sometimes you are able to work with families.
Yeah.
So tell us about that,
yeah,
please.
So as a nonprofit, we definitely strive that everyone in our community can thrive. And basically all the programming that we just went through, whether it's camp, sports, a membership, we have personal payment plans. So we have a lot of individuals that if they're unable to make the payment, we can work with them and they can be qualified for scholarships and for other funds to make sure that we want everyone to be able to sign up. So we want to break down as many barriers as possible. We have wonderful partners that help us do that, and then just individual donors that make that a possibility. So that is one thing that I love about it, and so close to my heart, is that we are a nonprofit and we really truly live the mission of wanting everyone to thrive.
You know, the other piece, I think if parents are listening, that makes this camp experience easy is you have transportation to the camps. You drop kids off at the Y in town, and you also have before and after care. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter if it doesn't necessarily have to be at our branch. There's other sites that they can drop off, and we're working at one of the middle schools to have a bus drop off. But yes, exactly what you're hitting on is if the hours don't work around a parent's work, we have before and after kid stuff where they can come in and stay until drop off as early as 7 a.m. and they're all the way till 6 p.m. So it really helps, again, break down the barriers of reasons why you couldn't have your kids participate. We want to break those down and make sure that every kid that would like that opportunity can have the opportunity. The only problem that we have is we hit a capacity. We fill up so much. We are trying to grow. The other cool thing that at camp this year is we have the bison out there, and I know you've touched on that a little bit in your programming as well. So we're excited for our kids, and it'll be a learning experience for everyone involved.
They're very elusive. I've not seen them in person. Have you?
I have not seen them yet. I heard that it was like 2 weeks ago, a camp director said that they did get a little bit closer to where it'll be. They're fenced in, so we're good.
Fun.
But yeah, it is another cool thing that our community members will be able to enjoy is seeing those great animals live and in the flesh.
Love it. Yeah. Isn't this exciting?
It is so exciting.
Spring is coming. Now, if Tracy were here, I would ask her, is it too late to get into shape for bikini season?
So, It's never too late. Never too late.
I'm going to embarrass you, Josh, and ask you, what's the answer? It's not?
It's never too late. You're never too old. You can always get in bikinis. Now, me personally, I probably need a couple, maybe 2024, I'll be in bikinis.
I know. Well, so again, how do we go about signing up or contacting you,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely check us out online. So it's ymcanorth.org. You can sign up there. And then I just highly recommend, if you haven't checked us out in person, we have such a great staff and great people.
It's a good vibe.
Oh, it's so fun. I just enjoy going to work every day and seeing all of my staff members. And so if you can't check us out online, come in person and check out the Hastings YMCA. We have so much cool stuff happening.
Great to see you. Thank you so much, Josh Schoaf. He's the executive director of the Hastings YMCA. And do visit them online or hop in person and check it out yourself. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.